Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, everyone. Happy almost my birthday. I know, it's so exciting. Literally, folks, couldn't be much happier. That's the way that every July seems to go for the past 30-something years. That's right. I just get so excited in July. And the thing is it could be because people wear brighter, happier colors because it's the summer months. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe that's why I moved to Florida to begin with, because I just love the idea of bright, happy colors. Yet there's just something in the psyche that says July is that time where you need to be happier. People frolic more. There's more summer vacations. There's just like more jubilee in July. And I like to think that it has something because once upon a time on July 28th, there was a star born. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just jolly. I'm just jolly today. You know what I'm really excited, though, is like the idea of supporting women in business and helping them with financial dollars that are very vital, especially in this current climate, to ensure that they can, in fact, succeed in their endeavors. Because right now, when you listen to the news, which I have respectfully turned off for the past couple of days until after my birthday, because too much jubilee here, folks, too much jubilee for the negativity. It's businesses are closing. Things aren't that great. And that's sad. Yet from those unfortunate circumstances, usually something good reemerges. In fact, if you haven't had the chance to go on, you know, like when you see someone's Facebook profile, they're supposed to have their favorite quote, like it's a thing, it's part of your about. And so mine has always been, when one door closes, another one opens. And you don't always close the door. You don't always get the choice, but it does. And then eventually a new one opens. So in light of that, with these businesses going through these fluctuations, to now have an answer that fell in my lap just days ago in a wonderful conversation, I was really excited to be able to bring on our guest. And before I introduce her, I just want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors real quick. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next door to Hallmark, which, by the way, is doing some great sales at the Hallmark. For those of you that are card buyers, if you buy in bulk, they give you an additional percentage off right now. I heard this through the grapevine. But at Foxy Nails, not only do they have hand sanitizers of assorted sizes and face masks, because I'm telling you, when your kids go back to school and if you don't give them a cloth face mask, it's a thing. They're going to have to wear them, especially if they're a bus rider. And at least for the first several weeks, it's going to be a thing. They have everything at great bulk discount prices. I'm saying like a dollar a mask. It's like $5 for hand sanitizers with the pump. The teachers are going to ask parents for these. You can go in. You don't have to wait in long lines. And who knows, maybe even get a manicure while you're there. And then do half of your kids' school shopping. You're welcome, Vero Beach, that I just planned this for you. It just happened off the top of my head. It's so exciting. So Foxy Nails, they have been giving me my camping nails because we've been river roaming with the Tilleries. We have our next trip planned in the next couple of days where we will be conquering every river throughout Florida on our pontoon, glamping in a pop-up cabin tent with portable ACs. It's a thing. The comfort level is there. And you don't want to break your nails. So I went shorter and I went solid. And Foxy's is like, not a problem. We got you. I was in and out. It was a fabulous foot massage, manicures, pedicures, waxing, and lash extensions. More and more people are wearing masks. They want their eyes to pop. There's been an uptick in lash extensions. So, you know, we're not vain. We just want to have some fun. And you're allowed to, ladies or gents. So Foxy Nails, thank you for your ongoing support. And here in the studio today, I have our director of WeVenture. She is not 100% new to Florida, but relatively new. Yet she has a grasp on the things that are important and vital for the communities that she serves. So Amber Batchelor, she is WeVenture. We have Brevard, Indian River, and St. Lucie counties under their umbrella to help women entrepreneurs. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Anna. Great to see you.
I'm so glad you're here. And I am really thrilled that I was able to have this loose conversation and figure out that there are some real solutions at play for ladies in particular in this conversation that could benefit from the programming and the grants that WeVenture out of Florida Tech has to give.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have been in such a great position for the last 30 plus years. The Small Business Administration identified, you know, women are historically disadvantaged when it comes to identifying resources that are going to help them be sustainable and grow. So thankfully to the federal government, they identified a need and they filled it by creating these women business centers throughout the country. So we've been around since like 2007. And lately we have been super excited to receive additional funding to provide our resources throughout the community, just as you mentioned, in Brevard, Indian River, and St. Lucie County.
Wow. Okay. So 2007, I mean, you're approaching another milestone. So, you know, who doesn't love a good anniversary? I just love a reason to celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, you name it. I love it. It brings people joy, even if you have to do it virtually, by golly. Raise a glass.
Agreed.
Yes. Okay. So let's just kind of talk a little bit about who WeVenture is, that base of understanding, and then let's talk about how we can introduce our listeners to the programming and the like.
Absolutely. So WeVenture, so a women's business center, we are one of a handful within the state of Florida. We service a very specific area, and we make sure that the women business owners, and we'll talk a little bit more about programming because now we can support folks. They don't have to be 51% woman-owned throughout COVID support, but we'll get to that.
So, okay. Ooh, so, development.
Right?
We love breaking news on the Vero Insider, but only good news. Yeah.
So we are housed at the College of Business on the main campus at Florida Tech. And historically, we have identified women in business, and they don't have to be in need, but if they are trying to launch their venture, that's where we kind of got the WeVenture name from.
Ah, 10-4. Love it.
So if they're launching their venture from the conception of an idea to the creation of a business plan, identifying funding sources, understanding the consulting sources of resources that are available to you, and then also mentoring services as well. We go through the full gambit regardless of what stage you are within launching your venture. And then we also help women to stay in business, sustain growth, and then build new, you know, revenue verticals, new opportunities. And then sometimes we get ladies that are so successful, they're like, I'm selling this. I'm just going to live my life. And so we help them with selling their business as well. So baby businesses up to very well, very successful businesses that have been around for a while.
Wow. So that is an impressive spread that I definitely had heard of course, the Vero Premier Women's Network, which is a wonderful group that has gone on to celebrate nearly 4 years of bringing business women together on that second Friday of the month. I know a number of our listeners are familiar with the fact that just this month we were able to come back together in person, and it was fantastic. And we did have a speaker from WeVenture once upon a time, and she was able to shed a little light on some of the programming that was available. But like you said, with COVID, there's been some new developments. Yes. And of course, it's tricky times. Yet it's nice that some of the criteria has been lessened. So let's touch on that.
Absolutely. And the Premier Women's Business Network or Premier Women's Network, I absolutely love it. I've been able to go. I think once upon a time we donated canned food
tons
during your amazing canned food
She
drive.
Brought in a 3-tiered push cart, ladies and gents. I mean, it was an impressive monster. And in heels. I was like, girl, she loves to give, and that's a great thing.
Well, and the women that attend that networking event are phenomenal, and they really plug you in all throughout the community. So thank you for continuing to make sure that that's supported and it continues to go on, because as women, we need to get together and have support groups.
And, you know, let's just touch on that for 1 second, because I think that it plays heavily into this programming and the idea of a successful woman's business. I want to really make it my mission throughout July to ensure that ladies and gentlemen know networking isn't about doing a transaction necessarily with the person that you're in front of. Rather, it is making sure that your services and your passion for how you are able to serve the community is translated in a way that those people might be able to share your message with somebody who might need it. Because we all have our own circles of influence. We all have our own friends and our own family that we see regularly or irregularly. Regardless, we still are able to spread a positive message. So networking, to me, especially in the times of COVID, you see a lot of people take to Facebook groups and stuff asking, who do I use for this? And even though that person might not have had an actual transaction with you, they believe in the quality of your personal character and henceforth want to refer you, saying, oh, I know that so-and-so could in fact do that for you. Same concept when it comes to launching a business. You might, if you make quiche and someone's allergic to eggs, they might not eat your quiche, right? Because they can't. However, their grandma might love quiche. So we go get the quiche for the grandma. It's like a thing.
This is true.
It's a circle of influence. So, you know, the power of the network is really being able to make sure that what it is you do is conveyed and that people are relating to you and want to be able to help you. They almost become your little foot soldiers, if you will, mm-hmm. out there in the community when they hear other people might need a service. So that platform exists, especially as women, you know, women love to support other women. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, if you can't eat eggs, you can't eat their quiche, but you can sure tell others about it. And that's just as effective.
That's right. And you keep making sure that everyone knows exactly the benefits of networking because you hit it right on the head. People often look at networking as transactional, simply passing out business cards. It's so much more relational than that. It mm-hmm. truly is. And you have to know what's on the other side of that business card before you can make a referral. And so many people just want a referral, but it is truly about making those genuine connections so that when you provide a referral, it is more authentic than forced. So
very true.
100% agree, Miss Anna. Mm-hmm.
So now COVID has in fact lessened some of the criteria. I'm dying to know that because you said it used to be 51% woman-owned. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have a fantastic opportunity through the CARES Act. So a lot of people are hearing about the CARES Act in the news, about what the federal government was working on. Well, it also has helped us to be able to expand our services. So we are, I like to tell people up front, we are not a funding agency where we provide funds. However, to talk about your circles of influence, we have over 100 mentors that volunteer their time. And of them, we have community banks. We have some of the national banks as well that support small businesses, and they are looking specifically for people that we are referring to them. So you already are going to have a warm introduction. You're going to have someone that's literally holding your hand to walk you through. So we can help men or women-owned businesses through the funding that we just received through the CARES Act. So what that funding does, it helps us keep our doors open. It helps us to continue to advocate and empower not just women-owned businesses, but businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19. So whether they had to close during a mandated closure, whether they had identified that, you know, my sales or revenue are going to be impacted, you know, we live in a very tourist driven area.
Yes.
Throughout the Treasure Coast and the Space Coast. So we have to talk about that and understand that our hospitality industry and the service providers that support the hospitality
industry have been hit hard.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're able to cast our net a lot wider. To say that, okay, great. So now we can bring on more coaches. So we have Jeanette Carr, who is dedicated to Indian River County, and she is phenomenal. She is a business coach. And then we also have another business coach that kind of handles a little more north in Brevard County. Kyle is great. He and his wife actually went through our programs, and so now they come on as a business coach. But just to say, that grant through CARES Act is helping us reach more businesses and put more volunteers on our schedule to provide coaching and consulting services. And it's also opening us to be partners with folks within Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie County. We can kind of talk about that later, but it's just been fantastic. And also making sure that we have the right amount of funds to create new programming so that we can do one-on-one coaching. Peer groups have been really popular.
Uh-huh.
You know, my day is averaging about 8 clients a day.
Nice.
Working with them, but we're able to spread the word more with opportunities like this.
So I find this to be very interesting. And certainly with doing the peer groups and being able to learn from each other and then having the mentors to be able to guide them into the path of which potential funding might make sense or what new opportunities might be able to present themselves as a result of a certain hurdle, that this is a way all to start the process. All you have to do is call.
Yes.
Right? Just because who knows? Yeah. Each case is so unique. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. And that's literally all you have to do. You can, you know, go to WeVenture's website and just search WeVenture at Florida Tech, or you can just call us. And we would absolutely love people to call. It's 321-674-7007. That will get you to our main line, and we will answer the call. And immediately what we do is we understand a little bit about what you're going through, what your challenges are, what your concerns are, and then we align you with a business coach or myself who will talk you through a little bit more of the process. Because all the businesses are so different, but what we're finding is that at different stages, they have some similarities. So we already know, based on our experience, perfect, you need to work with this person. We need to align you with this particular service provider because they're going to help you get to the next phase. And honestly, we're really there just to listen to people because, you know, people have been hit really hard, and mental health is something that you don't talk about often, right? We don't really talk about, how are you doing with your mental health? You know, that's not a question you ask over lunch, right?
No, not really.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but on these one-on-one calls, we're able to dive deeper and get our business owners the support they really, really need.
What a good point, because for some, they've invested their whole life savings and this could very well be a breaking point. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting with our director at WeVenture. They are here from Florida Tech to help assess with some business services that can really help you in a number of different ways, pre, post COVID. More importantly, they want to be able to get you on the path so that you are feeling good and making the moves that you need to be a successful entrepreneur in this, in the Treasure and Space Coast. So before we go on a quick break, I do want to give a shout out. You know, one of the ways you can feel really good, especially if you're a lady of a certain age in her 30s, about ready to celebrate a birthday, is to have your friends at True Colors on speed dial. I see them every 4 weeks, just because I want to, not because I have to. I'm just kidding. It's because it's a necessity. And they make me feel fresh and fabulous. And True Colors is, in fact, open 6 days a week. They have extended hours into the evenings for us ladies who are out working and we just can't necessarily take time off in the middle of our day. They have an array of services they can provide. However, the salon is really large and spacious. So you have no fear of being too close to anybody, no matter your age. They are here to make you comfortable, make you feel your best. And when you feel good, you can go on and conquer and do big things. So thank you to True Colors for their ongoing support. We are going to be chatting a little bit more with Amber Batchelor at WeVenture when we get back from a short commercial break. You're listening to The Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, ladies and gentlemen. Special shout out to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Not only do they have great taste in hiring a spectacular marketing pro, they actually are expanding the team. That's right. So if you know of anybody who is able and capable, perhaps has previous moving experience, we are growing our team of movers. We do focus here locally. However, if there's a CDL licensed driver who likes the idea of driving over state lines, well, we would love for them to come too. So it's worth a conversation. WhiteGloveUSA.com/employment opportunities. They can fill out their application online. However, if you don't know of someone that wants to be a mover, but you yourself are moving, don't hesitate to call us either, because we are here year round to support all of your heavy lifting needs, near or far. Thank you to White Glove and Caliber Home Loans. That's right. So if you are thinking about getting into a new home, perhaps a complimentary consultation at Caliber will help to ensure that you find the home of your dreams that you can afford, that you love and adore. And more importantly, you can put your dish wherever you wish because you own it. Yes. Caliber actually is up for a nomination for Affiliate of the Year through our local Realtors Association. So Shannon was on our show a couple weeks ago. Congratulations, Shannon, on that nomination. We wish you and your team a lot of luck. Here in the studio, we have Amber Batchelor. She's the director over at WeVenture, helping with business services and now with COVID, open to lady and male owned businesses, helping them figure out what services make sense for them, what path will put them onto the success that they need, potentially for some grants and other things. Each county a little bit different, right? Because you work in three counties.
Yes, that is exactly correct. So we are really excited to be able to partner with every single county that we work with and identify through their municipality or through their Economic Development Council or Commission what funds directly they got from the CARES Act or through Governor DeSantis' administration to be able to distribute to the businesses that are in need.
Aha.
So, yes, we're working to be a liaison because a lot of those programs are just starting to launch.
Sure. So let's, because you've been doing this for a little bit and we got just a couple minutes left, give us a quick success story, won't you?
Absolutely. So we won't name any names.
Of course,
however,
not, broad generalities.
However, we do have some really fantastic businesses that were hard hit by COVID, and I will use a marketing business as an example. And so they reached out to us. We had already kind of worked with them a little bit in the past, and they, you know, unfortunately, marketing should be a designated line item in every business's budget, but it's not always. And then when something hard hits, like COVID, a crisis, it's one of the items that's pulled off.
Sure.
So that is impacting our PR firms, our marketing agencies, and otherwise. So this particular group came to us and said, hey, I really need some support. What do I do? You know, I got PPP. I got the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. How should I spend this money? Perfect. In comes our consulting services experts. Like, great. We have an expert. We have several experts that are specifically in your field. They can talk to you through some of the ins and outs of crisis, but also they can help you understand how to use your money, how to keep your employees fully staffed or at least partially staffed while you're building up your customer base, how to pivot and identify businesses that are either essential services or they are in need of marketing services right now. And maybe you normally would never look to go into that particular market. So it's been fantastic because having multiple pairs of eyes look at your business has been really helpful. In our area, we do have health services as well. So two millennials have inherited a business from family and they were doing great before COVID hit. COVID hit and they're like, oh my goodness, we're busier than ever. What do we do now? So we have a former CFO. We have a former sales manager from a large company that are all helping out to help them stay on track and grow during COVID.
This is so exciting, Amber, because this is the information that people need to know. Once again, they can just Google WeVenture or they can give a call. The phone number one more time.
321-674-7007.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know of someone who can benefit from this conversation, let's get that ball rolling. Now is the time. Amber, thank you so much. Until next week, folks, visit us online at thevieroinsider.com. Cheers.